and the amount of man hours saved on the farm and the ranch, I wouldn't know how to enumerate the difference, actually. Mm-hmm. It is a tremendous, I'd say maybe 5 to 1. Hmm. I believe it's 5 to 1, faster now. Maybe more than that. We have one man now can take a pickup and a horse and see more cattle than 5 men could a horseback 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. And be just as efficient, too. Be just as efficient. He can jump a horse and pick up, go to a pasture, ride that pasture, and flip him back in that pickup and go on again. Because mm-hmm. that horse, and he's driving 40, 50 miles an hour, one pasture to the other, mm-hmm. and you kick out and you can work that pasture and back, where you had to ride him all the way the other way and pretty slow.
Is there any use for airplanes?
Yes, airplanes has a place. Definitely. They do a lot of good in big country. Our country's too small for airplanes here to do a lot of good. In some of the mountainous area, we have one rancher that does have a plane in there. He does use a little. But for his livestock in this area, why we're not big enough to justify the use of a plane. Mm-hmm. They're certainly all right where they are, where you do have enough country to do it with.
I know about 15 years ago, I got excited when a man in Washington came out with a one-man helicopter. Mm. I thought that would be a good place for me to go to work, sell those things to ranchers.
Yeah, yeah.
Get a chance to fly the machine and play too. How do you attach your barbed wire to your fence post?
Stapled. Fence staples. Mm.
Drive them in with a gun?
Or? No, we do the hammer. It's done. That's still man-powered.
Mm-hmm. How did you get water from your well?
Well, we carried it in a bucket, and we had a rope and a pulley. Later on, we got a pump, and the cylinders hand-run. And then pretty soon come the windmills, and we put the windmill on the thing. Then we had a storage tank, and we eventually piped it into the ranch house. And that's mm-hmm. been several years back. And now, of course, we use electric pumps and pressure tanks. And when electricity came to the farm, why, it did a lot to the rural people, I can tell mm-hmm. you. It really helped.
Yeah, that happened to my aunt.
I think that's the biggest and the most help that's ever come to the rural area was electricity. Mm-hmm. It put us just as modern as any city. And it did a lot of good for us, and that's been quite a few years ago. When we came over into that thing, we came all the way. We first had Delco, and then we had Wind Charger, mm-hmm. and then we came into electricity proper. And we've come all the way in every step of it. And I think the biggest thing that's ever helped the rural area was the electricity. It's the cheapest power there is. Mm-hmm. Cleanest and cheapest.
It certainly does a multitude of things.
Oh, yeah.
When you milked your cows, if you did have milk cows, what did you milk them in?
A bucket.
Uh-huh. And around in the kitchen, what did you put your leftovers in, your garbage from your table?
Well, we had a commonly known as slop bucket.
Uh-huh. And the utensils your mother used, what did she cook? What did she cook pork chops in?
A skillet.
And what did she use when she boiled potatoes?
Stewer.
Turnips and things like that?
All cooked in stewers, uh-huh. Had some iron pots back there, too, that had bales on them. Mm-hmm. Of course, they would be used on the outside fire as well as on the inside.